Daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah of Hasomech Sukaso. Says the Mishnah, as we continue here in the second parak, relating to other issues of structures of Sukkah. As we mentioned, Daf Chaf Hei really starts the second half of the Masechta. Chaf Hei starts the bits of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, which we have to talk about at length, and on Daf Chaf Tes starts, of course, Lulav HaGazel, the Dalin Minim discussion. But first, we have a couple more Dafim relating to the structural issues related to sukkah, and we start off with the issue of putting your sukkah on a bed. Hasomech sukaso bekare hamita. If somebody supports their sukkah on the kare hamita, on the boards of the bed. Rashi says, mita shlema. If a whole bed, somebody has a bed, and then they put schach on top of the bed. Imagine a canopy bed without the canopy. And you put schach on top, that's the pashas kare hamita. That's the pashas of the pshat of the Mishnah. Kashera, it is kasher. Kosher, right? What did the Mishnah say, the previous Mishnah? You can't have a bed inside a sukkah. But if you use the bed as the sukkah, that's what it has to do with the previous Mishnah, then it's okay, then it's kshera. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imeini yecholo lamod b'fnei atzma, psula. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it cannot stand on its own, it is pasul. What does that mean, that it cannot stand on its own? What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? We'll have to see. Is this related to other Rabbi Yehudas that we have had in this Masechta already? So, like we just had in the previous Mishnah, right? The Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara went through two possibilities, what the svar is for Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah. So now we have another Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a fascinating discussion the Gemara has. All these Rabbi Yehudas, are they linked to each other or not? So the previous discussion, we just had 2 days. One said yes, one says not. The first one that said, maybe it's linked to, actually just two different Rabbi Yehudas. The first one tried to link it to Rabbi Yehuda in Parah, relating to OLBD Adam, OLBD Shemayim. We ended up coming to a conclusion there, but then we went to a different Lishitaso, and we said, Rabbi Yehuda L'taymei, Sukkah Diras Keva. So now we have another Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't put your schach on a bed. So why not? So my time, the Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? So we have a machlokas in the Gemara, and we have a machlokas in the Rishonim, had to understand the machlokas in the Gemara. Number one, Pligi ba Rabbi Zeira of Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Chad Amar Mipnei She'ein La Keva. One reason is given why Rabbi Yehuda says that if it cannot stand on its own is psula, is because it's not keva. It's not permanent. It's not sturdy. Number one. And number two is because you are being ma'amid the sukkah on a davar ha-makabal tumah. The bed is a kli. The bed is makabal tumah. If I put the schach directly on the bed, then I am supporting the schach with something that is makabal tumah. We never had this before in the Gemara, right? We've had that the schach have to be from items that are not makabal tumah. But here, the Gemara is being mechadish, that not only the schach have to be something that is not makabel tumah, even what supports the schach has to be something that is not makabel, that is not makabel tumah. So those are the two deos in the Gemara. So first deya. First deya said, ein la keva, it doesn't have a kevius. What does that mean? Says Rashi, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds sukkah, has to be a diras keva. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, a bed is very unsturdy. A bed is rickety. A bed is not kavua. And therefore, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso. And the Rabbanan hold not so. Right? The Rashi clearly holds, like Rovri showed him, that there's a machlokas here. Rabbi Yehuda is not just explaining. So Rabbi Yehuda here holds, Rashi says, Shemitaltelas al yidei mita, for Rabbi Yehuda l'taymei, damar sukkah diras keva be'inan. So that is, Rashi holds that this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso. If you look in the Ran, and other Rishonim, I'll read it from the Ran, doesn't say the Gemara doesn't link this to Rabbi Yehuda. If the Gemara wants to link this to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara knows very well how to link it to Rabbi Yehuda. We had on Daf Beis, the Gemara links it to Rabbi Yehuda. We had on the same Amud up top here. Right here, the Gemara links it to Rabbi Yehuda, Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. We had on Dav Zayin Amabez, Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. The Gemara doesn't say it here. The Gemara just says, Mepnei She'ein La Keva. That's it, says the Ran. I disagree with Rashi. This does not have to do with the famous Rabbi Yehuda of Keva. This, even the other people who hold Diras Arai, as we hold, would say this. That's where he quotes the Ran, right here, Yudam and Aleph. The Ran's going to have a double machlokas with Rashi. This is the first one. He says, Valoni Hira on Rashi. Tahavi Lil Talmud, Dalamemer Behedir, Rabbi Yehuda L'Taymei. It's a Raya by omission. The fact that the Gemara does not say this is a Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so means this is a different Shita that others would agree to. I'll give you another question. Ask the Ran on Rashi. Tosfos also asked some of these questions on Rashi, but I'm reading it for the Ran. Va'od, he says, we're going to have later on in a couple of dafim, if you build a sukkah on a boat, or you build a sukkah on a wagon, it's ksheira. The Gemara doesn't say there. Our Rabbi Yehuda argues, right? That's also rickety and shaky. Why doesn't the Gemara say there? Rabbi Yehuda zeros kevitz, no good. Shimut will tell us ksheira l'divrei hakol, and therefore it says everybody says that's kosher. So he says, oh, you want to say, oh, maybe that's different. How is that different on a wagon or on a boat? Because there, it's sturdy on the floor. It's just that the floor moves. In itself, the structure itself is okay. So that the floor moves. Here, the actual structure itself is problematic. Right? The assumption of that defense is that the floor is not part of the Chafzah Shel Sukkah. There are three possibilities. The schach is just the Chafzah Shel Sukkah, like Rashi and Daf Beis. The walls, remember with the Machlokas Rambam and the Rush on Daf Tes, whether the halacha of Chal Shem Shemayim Alach Sukkah, just like Alach Hagiga, applies only to the schach or even to the walls. Is there an Isser or Muksa on the walls? That's a machlokes. What about the floor of the sukkah? So this answer is saying maybe the floor is different. The floor is just an environment where you put your sukkah. That's a defense that he says of Rashi. The Efshar, the Hasam Shiny, Shakarka, Hasukkah, Nishar La Olam, Echad Vatsmo. The floor, the sukkah is fine, it's just the floor moves. Avalhacha karkos hasukkah mishtana, lefishu karka olam, ve'enu agabe hamita, dumya agabe ha'agala. So that is the defense that he has of Rashi, but either way, Lamaisa, then the Ran argues. The Ran says, Nirin divrei ha'ravid zal. I like the sheet of the Ravid, who says this is not linked to the general Rabbi Yehuda of Dires Keva. Chepire shelo kava alamita, elasom chalev imamita zazari sukkah nofeles. It's a very shaky sukkah. Very shaky. That's what it means here. And it's not an issue of Keva versus Arai. You can have an Arai sukkah that it's pretty sturdy. And you can have a keva sukkah that's pretty rickety. You can have both. This is not related to that. This is just mitzias-wise. It's leaning on the bed. You move the bed. The sukkah moves. And therefore, the whole thing is very collapsible. Machlokes, Rashi, another Rishonim, whether this Mishnah is linked to the other Rebbe Yehuda. It's going to be important. Why is that going to be important? Because do we hold like this Rebbe Yehuda? We do not hold like the earlier Rebbe Yehuda of sukkah diras keva. We do hold, possibly, like other Rebbe Yehudas. Like, if this is not linked, like the Ran says, maybe we would hold like this Rebbe Yehuda, if this is Lekulei Alma. That is all, though, Dan number one of the Gemara. What is the reason for Rebbe Yehuda that you're not allowed to put it on Kari Hamita? Number one, Ein La Keva. Number two, V'chad Amar Bebrei Shema Amida B'davar HaMekabel Tuma. Number two, because you are supporting your schach with something that is mekabel tuma. So again, another machlokas between Rashi and the Ran. What is the lumdus behind this daya of supporting with davar mekabel tuma? Rashi says, Rashi is the more conceptual shita here. Next Rashi. First two Rashi's here are crucial. Shema Amida, v'yaf al pi shelo lamanu psul elo l'schach, even though we learned earlier daf yod aleph. What are the psulim for schach? You have to be makabel. It can't be makabel tumah. It can't be attached to the ground. It has to grow from the ground. All of the other items. It can't fall down. It can't smell bad. All the different requirements. Even though those were all about schach, Rashi adds, "Hoel v'ikaro shel schach elu ma'amidan have keilu sichech b'davar hamakabel tumah." Wow. If you put your schach directly on a davar hamakabel tumah, so then it's as if you're schach. You're as if you're being sochek with davar hamakabel tuma. Conceptually, the schach is connected to what it is directly being supported by. And therefore, it's as if you're using a davar hamakabel tuma, and that is the problem that is suggested by the Gemara here, according to Rebbe Yehuda. If you look in the Ran and the other Rishonim, it is not as extreme. It is just gzeira. It's a mamish. You're using good schach. What does that mean that you're ki'ilu, you're using schach ha-makabel tumah? You're not. What do you mean? Just because it's supporting? This is a gzeira. Gzeira, says the Ran. The yafa gav da amrinan, v'kulon k'sherin l'tfanos, even though we saw earlier that you're allowed to use whatever you want for walls, hani mili b'she'ein ha-schach omen aleihen. That's where the schach is not directly on top of the walls. You can use whatever kind of walls you want. Aval, l'ha'amen ha-schach b'davar she'ein mesachachin bo ha-schach, aser midrabanan. Midrabanan. Why? Shema Yomru, Ze Omed, Vze Mamid. People might look at your sukkah and say, oh, there's the schach and there's the supports of the schach. Ze Omed, Vze Mamid. Kishem Sheroi Lahamid, Kach Mesachachin Bo. Just like I use it for supporting the schach, so too I could use it for schach itself. Afagav, even though we learned before, you could later on, Beshem will have on tomorrow, the beginning of tomorrow's daf, that you could build a sukkah barosha ilan, and that's connected to mechubar, right? That's okay. That's okay. Why? What's an afkaminim between Rashi and the Ran? Are you allowed to build, the Ran asks this on Rashi, what about putting your schach on a stone wall? There are gemaras like that, that's kosher. Well, Rashi's going to say, how could Rashi say it's a problem? Rashi says, if you're mabed on davar she'ein ha-makabal tum, it's as if you're ki'ilu, you're sochek ma-davar she'ha-makabal tumma. So what the Ran says is that anything that's not shchiach for you to use a schach, no problem. There's no gzera there. You don't usually use rocks for schach. You don't, or for a roof. You don't usually use a tree for a roof. You use lumber. That's what somebody says. It's not so shchiach in those cases. So the Ran has that possibility to limit. According to Rashi, it's much more difficult. Rashi says it's conceptually. If you're mamin on a davar hamakabal tuma, it's as if you're being sochim davar hamakabal tuma. So why this, should there be any limitations? The Achronim struggle to defend Rashi why there should be any limitations in this case. But that is a machlokas. That's what the Karben Asana on the bottom of the Rush, he quotes this machlokas Rashi Ran, and he said this is a nafkamina. All these exceptional cases work much better for the Ran than they do for Rashi. So this is 2 days in the Gemara. What is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Again, why can't you put your schach on the bed? Either because it's ein lakeva, because it's not sturdy, or maybe it's related to the other machlokas. And what is because you're being mamid, but darah makabel tuma. My benayu, lamai nafkamina, we'll get back to lamaisa b'ez Hashem soon, but lamai nafkamina, my benayu, kigon, shenot, spudin shal barzel, v'sichei chaleihen. If you stuck metal poles in the ground, then you put your schach on it. Lamai darah l'fishein l'keva, harayish l'keva. This is very sturdy. Or you have metal poles, they're not moving, they're not going anywhere. Umanda Omar, Bebresha Ma'amida, Badavra Makabal Tuma. And according to the second opinion, that you're being Ma'amid, Hari Ma'amida, Badavra Makabal Tuma. And this would be a problem. So that's the Nafkamin if you have a sturdy Makabal Tuma Dfanos. Period. Stage one. Next line. Amar Abaya, Lo Shanu El Samach. When do we say that Rabbi Yehuda says it's a problem? Only if samach, the sechach, is mamish on top and supported by the bed frame. Directly. Aval sikech al gav hamita. If somehow you have separate supports, it's not actually being supported by the bed frame. Let's say you have pegs coming out of the wall that hold up the sechach, and the sechach is directly on top of the bed frame. Meaning the bed frame are the bed is the walls. But it's just not actually supporting the schach, then k'shei Rabbi Yehuda would agree that's kosher. Why? My time up for either reason. L'man d'amar l'fisha ein l'keva. According to one who says ein l'keva, because every time the bed moves, it shakes, ariyesh l'keva. This is fine, because it has separate supports. L'man d'amar b'b'risha ma'amida b'davar ha'makabal tuma, haray ein ma'amida b'davar ha'makabal tuma. You somehow supported it with something that's not makabal tuma, and therefore it is okay. So this is the explicit Gemara that talks about Maimid B'davar HaMakabal Tuma. What do we hold? So the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is that the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is how Rov Nosei Kalim on Shulchan Aruch assume, that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rishonim that say there is no problem with being Maimid B'davar HaMakabal Tuma. It has to do with, like Rashi and the Ran, is Rabbi Yehuda arguing? And if he's arguing which sheet, there's a couple of layers of machlokas rishonim here. Is he arguing with the Tanakhama? Is Rabbi Yehuda linked to the other machlokas of his, of Sukkas Diras Keva? And at the end of the day, we're going to have to figure out if we paskin like this Rabbi Yehuda. And do we paskin like the day in the Gemara of Ma'amida and not the day of Ein LaKeva? So at the end of the day, Rov Mefarshim assume that Rabbi Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like this Rabbi Yehuda, at least not like the day of Ma'amida B'davar HaMakabal Tuma. Two Shulchan Aruchs, number one in Tuf Reish Chaf Tes Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch talks about putting, quotes a Truma Sadeshen, putting schach on top of a ladder, that is a flat horizontal ladder, that you are then going to use a schach. Yesh lehis tapek, says the Shulchan Aruch. im mutter lahaniach sulam al hagag, can you put a ladder on the roof? Kedei lasachech al gabav. I'm a supik about it. The Rama says, v'lachein ein lasachech alav. And therefore you shouldn't use it. V'yafilu lahanicha al aschach la'achziko asar. Even to putting the ladder on top of the schach is asar. V'hu adin b'chol kli hamakabal toma. So to putting anything on top of your schach, any kli, could go in safsal kisei shemakabal tomas medras. The question is, what is the reason that the Shulchan Aruch says this about the ladder? So some say the minority approach is based on a Ramban, based on other Rishonim that is discussed here in the Tur in the Bach, that maybe it's because of Davar Mamid and Davar Makabal Tumah. But most Mepharshim assume that is not the Pshat. There are other reasons why the Shulchan Aruch says it. The Mishnah Berurah says here, Yesh Me'achronim, Shemepharshei Da'asafek Hu Imutter L'Sachik B'Sulamos. The issue is here that your ladder is part of your schach. It's not a question of mamid here. A ladder is makabel tuma. A ladder is a kli. And you're using the ladder as schach. That's the problem. But it looks like a kli. And makam asafik is ma'amid. So it's a machlokas how to understand the efshar the yesh lanu lahachmir shlo lahamid b'davar makabel tuma shema yavo lasachech bo, quoting Rashi, even though you're allowed to use, according to Ran, even though you're allowed to be mamid on kosel avanim mishum delo shchiach v'chein hatiku kama achronim, but ledina lachadchili yesh lizar shlo lahamid medi eved o she'en lo shar dvarim kaim alon demutu lahamid b'schach b'davar hamakabel tuma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lachadchili we should be machmir to be mamid on a davar hamakabel tuma because of the minority of Rishonim, and maybe that's the Shulchan Aruch, probably not, because there's another Shulchan Aruch that doesn't seem to hold that way, but b'di'evan me'ikra din, the Mishnah Berurah says, it is mutter. So how do we get out of this chumra lachadchila if somebody has a structure of a sukkah, tfanos, let's say somebody has metal frame, so that's makabel tuma. So how does one get out of that? So that's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, as long as I do it indirectly, then that's enough to be yotzei the chumra lechatchila. The whole thing is a chumra lechatchila, to be machmer for ma'amid. And we try to do that lechatchila. But the Magen Avraham says, ma'amid to ma'amid, that's okay. If I put 2x4s in one direction, and I put the schach in the other direction, so that if I would remove the 2x4s, the schach would fall down, it wouldn't directly be supported, it would fall in, it would be not sturdy, so then that is okay, even lachadchila, says the Magen Avraham. Because it's ma'amid to ma'amid. Even if you want to say it's ma'amid, the whole thing is a gzera. The whole thing is, you need one step removed. So here, you have one step removed if it's not direct enough. And even Rashi, let's say, would say, it's only ke'ilur, you're using those for schach, is if it's directly touching the schach and supporting the schach. But if you could see that it's another step removed from your main schach, so therefore, it is okay. That is ma'amid de ma'amid. So we have the machlokas Rishonim, we have the suffix in the Shulchan Aruch, we have the Magen Avraham. Then, who made this ma'amid sugya famous? The Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Kuf Mem Gimel was machmir against the Magen Avraham. Says, Magen Avraham, what if you put 2x4s under the schach? The 2x4s are also wood. The 2x4s are also schach. So it's, who gives ma'amid to ma'amid? It's all ma'amid. It's all directly on the metal anyway, says the Chazon Ish. So, I'm machmir, even ma'amid to ma'amid is a problem, says the Chazon Ish. But the minhag, so some are machmir like the Chazon Ish to make sure they have nothing supporting, but Rav Sternbach writes and other achronim write, the Stipler and the discusses this, but Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chelkas Yaakov and the Shevet Alevi, they all say that one can rely on the Magen Avraham, and the minhag olam is like the Magen Avraham. So, v'yesh poskim demamid makab. I'm reading from Rav Sternbach, Ma'adim Uzmanim Simin Pei Beis. He says, v'yesh poskim demamid makabel tuma aser, avol mama demamid vadei shari kimavur b'magen Avraham. V'rak Rabbeinu Chazonish Zatzal daito she'en lachalik b'maimid l'mamid demamid uli dvarav aser l'shtamish b'masmerim afilu b'mamidin. Right, you're not allowed to put nails in your schach. That's also being mamid it. Or tie it with materials makabal tumma. Aval aminag b'chol Yisrael lahakel b'davar. V'yein choshishin lahachmir b'drabanan b'shash al-magen Avram b'havil nagon v'shar achronim sasmu lahatim b'pshitas. If you have a magen Avram and a gra, another achronim, even though it's a chazon ish, yesh mi amal lismoch, in a big way, to be do ma'amid to ma'amid. And then he goes through and says, and even if you want to be machmir like a chazon ish, you know, maybe the wood underneath is really supporting, but just putting a couple of nails in or a couple of little rope around, that also would be okay. Even if you want to be machmir like a chazon ish, again, it's chumrah, gabi chumrah, gabi chumrah. But that is, again, the sugya of ma'amid. Again, if one wants to have, you know, wooden walls, fine. That's going to be machmir against. But again, when it comes to me'ikra din, it is okay. For sure, even if somebody has that chumrah, eating in a sukkah, if you go to somebody's sukkah and you see directly on, even forget the 2x4s. Let's say somebody doesn't know, they put the wood directly onto the metal. Right onto the metal. Me'ikra din is okay, Mishnah Berurah says. Me'ikra din, there are enough rishonim and a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch that we pass can even me'ikra din mam in his mutter. That's what he says at the end, the Ma'adim Uzmanim says at the end of the piece. L'dvarenu aminag l'kfo masmeirim bitfanos. We are minag is to be koveya nails in the walls, v'shar ma'amidin. We don't put nails directly in the schach, but nails in the walls to support the walls. So according to the Chazon Ish, that's Ma'amid Ma'amid. Anything that supports the Schach, even if it's totally indirect, is going to be a problem. Since that's what we do. V'chein ha-minag afilu atzal gedoli Yisrael ba'aretz u'bagola shlokshukhashu klala ha-milsa. Rak diktaku l'kvo ha-mas meirim k'dei sheita chazach ma'od. Right, I'd rather have good walls that don't fall down than be machmer like this Chazon Ish. Okay, a very important sugya of Ma'amid.
The Chazon Ish says Ma'amid is 2 stages away, not good, but 3 stages away.
I think it make a difference between 2 or 3 stages. Any mamid to mamid to mamid, if there's anything supporting, you know, I don't think you get to the ground. The ground is not makabel tumah, so I guess the whole way down.
So his only walls then that work are wooden.
So his walls would be wooden boards. Wooden boards, right? With the Chazon Ish, again, how would he answer the Rishonim that say, what about stone walls? Right. The Rishonim assume that's mutter. They assume that's mutter. Would he say, well, for sure, anything that you might make a roof with, maybe that's what he would say, is included in this. But anything that you for sure don't, like rocks, so maybe not. I don't know if he would have a specific limitation. Okay, we continue. Says the, that's where the action is. Actually, action is always, but let's continue. Weiter. Sukkah ha-meduvleles. A sukkah that is meduvlal. What does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. V'shetzilasa meruba mechamasa. And whose shade is more than sun. Kshera, meduvleles, and shade more than schach, is shade more than sun, it is kosher. Rashi says, don't ask me that we have this beferish already in Daf Beis, this exact line, because Rashi says, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Gemara is going to talk about why we already had this. The Arch Laner says, I don't understand Rashi's problem. Isn't it the Derech HaMishnah sometimes to repeat things that are opposite? Right, what did the Mishnah say earlier? If you have more sun, it's pasul. So now it says the opposite. We're going to have cases in the third parak. We're going to have, about the Dala Minim. We're going to have the Mishnah about Kasher Esrogim and the Mishnah about pasul Esrogim. The Mishnah about a Kasher on a Hadas and the Mishnah about pasul Hadas. And we're going to have opposite lines. This is also the opposite line. Says the Aruch Laner, it must be Rashi's problem is that the Mishnahs aren't right next to each other. Sometimes you have exact opposite lines right next to each other. That's what happens in the third parak. If you have more leaves than berries, the Mishnah says it's a Kasher Hadas. The next Mishnah, if you have more berries than leaves, it's a Pasul Hadas. Okay, next to each other. But this is a different parak. It's a parak away. So maybe that's why Rashi's bothered. And he says, oh, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Hama'ubek imin bayis, if somebody has a roof as thick, schach as thick as a house. Aval b'sheina kochavim nirim mitochak sheira. Even though you can't see any stars through the schach, it is still kosher. Gemara will talk about details of that. My meduvlelis. What does meduvlelis mean? A sukkah meduvlelis is ksheira. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Amarav sukkah aniya. A poor sukkah. What does that mean? A very few little schach. The schach is very sparse. And you have a lot of airspace in the schach. But you don't have 3 tvachim anywhere of airspace. So it's ksheira. So that's what meduvlelis means. It means aniya. Shmuel amar, kana ola v'kana yori. Shmuel says, no. It's a case where you don't have the schach all on the same level. You have it on different levels. You have some schach lower down than the schach above it. So all together, we'll see how this works. There is going to be shade in the sukkah. Well, actually, let's wait a minute before we say that. That's the, says Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Tani Chado, Shmuel Tani Tarti. Rav, according to Rav's explanation of Mudov Leles, the Mishnah is really one big case. And Shmuel, according to Shmuel's pshat, it's two cases. As we explain, Rav Tani Chada Sukkah Midduv Leles. My Midduv Leles, Middul Deles. You only have a little schach. So that, Shetzi Lassa Meruba Mechamasa. But still, the shade is more than its sun, Ksheira. Meaning, you take out the Vav, according to Rav, and it's one case. It has very few schach, but you still have shade more than sun. That's why it is Ksheira. Ushmuel Tani Tarti. Shmuel would say no. My Midduv Leles, a separate case. Mabul Beles. It is mixed up schach. You have some above and some below. Vitartik Tani, and it's two cases. Sukkah Mubul Beles Ksheira, number one, and Vitseilasa Meruba Mechamasa Ksheira, which is the case of Rav. Shmuel agrees to the case of Rav. It's just that Rav says that's the only case discussed in the Mishnah, and Shmuel says that no, two cases are being discussed in the Mishnah. Just one chiddush. According to Shmuel, Rashi explains here that right now, and this is a machlokas in the Rishonim, Rashi Shita is that even if right now there's more sun in the sukkah than shade, but if you would move the schach onto an equal level to each other, then it would be more shade than schach. That's good enough. You say that rowin. You say that you look at it as if. You have that principle of various contexts in Shas. That's the last, the few lines of the Rashi of Kana. Kol she'ilu haya mesuchachin b'shava ha'isat silasa meruba mechamasa k'sheira. If you'd be on the same level, it would be kosher, it's good enough. Remember, and it's close enough that it all counts as one schach. Let's say it's at least within three tvachim, as we'll see. Amar Abaya, as we're about to see. I have to say it. Abaya says it. Lo shanu ela she'ein bein zela zesh lo she'tvachim. This is only when, Dishmuel will say this, as long as the two layers of schach are within three tvachim of each other. Aval yesh bein zela zeh gimel tvachim psula. But Shmuel Abaya holds, if there's more than it's three tvachim or more space in between the two layers, it is possible no good. Amar Rava, Rava argues, afilu yesh bein zela zeh shlosha tvachim nami. Even if there's more than three tvachim, it's good. Lo amran ela she'ein begagel tefach. The psul would be if each schach board is not a tefach wide. Meaning, if it's more than three tefachim separate, and the boards are not a tefach wide, then it's a problem. Then you view them as separately, and you cannot combine them. Aval yesh begagel tefach, even if it's three tefachim in between, if the upper ones are a tefach wide, ksheira. It's kosher. Damridan, why? Because we say, here's the next halacha Moshe Mesinai for our mesechta. Chavot rami. What does that mean? Lower it and throw it down. This is a principle of being able to view at a higher level as if it's down. Rashi points out this is similar to good achis mechitzta, but it's different because good achis takes edges of surfaces and shoots them down. If you have an edge of a roof, or you have pi tikra yorid v'sosem, right? Both of those are principles where you take the edge of a roof and you shoot it down. Rami takes an entire surface area and shoots it down. You have a board that's on a higher level. You're allowed to view it as if it fits in to the airspace in the lower level. So that's the principle of Chavot Rami. Chavot Rami, throw it down. Amar Rava, what did the Gemara just say? You can only apply that if your boards that you're throwing down are a tefach wide. That's the halacha Moshe Mesinai. Amar Rav Aminah, how do I know that dechi isbe tefach amrinan chavot rami? That when you have a tefach wide board, you could say that, throw it down, dechi les be lo amrinan chavot rami, and if not, you don't say it. Again, this is separate, remember, from lavud. This is even if it's not within three tefachim. You're allowed to say this principle, chavot rami. How do you know that it's limited to a tefach? Ditzan, because the Mishnah says, in Maseches Ahalos, Koros Habayis Voha Aliyah, Shein Alei Amazeva, you're building a house, and you put in the ceiling of the first floor, which is going to be the floor of the second floor. But you don't have a whole house yet. You have some boards on the first roof and some boards on the second roof. The first roof meaning it's going to be the floor of the second floor. But you have a couple of boards there. Vehein mechuvanos. So two cases in the Mishnah. The first one is the upper boards are exactly over the lower boards and the air spaces are parallel. So, what's the halacha there? Tuma takas achas mehen. If there's tuma under one of the boards, which means it's under both boards, tachta tame. Only under that spot is tame. Right? Because there's no ohel here. No ohel. There's airspace between the boards. Bein ha-tachtona le'al-yona, if there's tumah between, right, it's on top of one of the bottom boards. Bein ha-tami, only between them. Because the upper one also functions as a ohel. Al-gabe he'al-yona, connect the rakia tame. And if it's on top, it shoots up, it doesn't go down. That's if all the boards are exactly parallel to each other. But ha-yu he'al-yonas ke'bein ha-tachtonos, what if it's exactly not parallel? The bottom ones and the top ones are, they switch off. You have the bottom one, and then going horizontally across the top one, and the bottom of the top one, bottom of the top one. So, tumah. So then, we say, the principle of chavot rami, it's as if the upper one shoots down, it's as if you have one big roof here. So tumah tachtayan, if there's tumah under the bottom ones, tachas kulan tameh, then the entire area is tameh, because it's like one big roof. Al gabeyan, if they're on top of the bottom ones, kineged another rakia tameh, right? Because there, it shoots up. Right, they're not parallel to each other, just shoots up to the Shamayim. So that is the Mishnah. V'tani Allah, and we had a Tosefta about that Mishnah. This is our Girsa. Let's read our Girsa first. When do we say that you're allowed to say Chavot Rami view it all as one? If the boards are a Tefach, and the airspace is also a Tefach. Aval ein b'nei'en poseach Tefach. But if they're not, but if not, if they're not poseach tefach, so then they are, or the, and also the boards are not a tefach wide, so then they're not viewed as one. And if there's tumah under one of them, only under that one is tameh. Beinei and valgabeyam tar, and above would be tar. Alma, what do you see from this Tosefta, which explains the Mishnah? Ki yis be tefach amrinan chavod rami. Only when you have a tefach wide, you say that. V'chiles be tefach lo amrinan chavod rami. Shma mina. So that's a raya that Rava brings to himself, that the principle of chavot is only with three. So again, a lot on these last couple of dafim, comparing various areas of halacha. Specifically, tumas ohel and hilchas sukkah. We're saying the principle of chavot rami applies by both. Rashi and Tosfos both do not have the second half of our girsa. The limitation of tefach, is that only to the size of the board being shot down, chavot rami? Or does it also go on the opening? Does the opening that it is being shot down into, does it also have to be a tefach wide or not? Our girsa says yes. Our girsa says yes, that's the girsa of the Chachmei Sfarad. But Rashi does not mention that. And Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos seem to say it does not. The only ikar, when we say chavot rami have to be a tefach, it's only about the board shooting down. But let's say if you have a half a tefach airspace, it's okay. So if we imagine it, it shoots down, so it won't fit in exactly. That's okay. That's okay. The other Rishonim say no. It's got to be at least a tefach wide. On Gabe that, the Ritva quotes another amazing machlokas. The Ritva says, there are some Rishonim, some of my Rabbeim say, not only does it have to be a tefach wide, it has to be the exact fit of the board. The exact fit. And the Ritva says, I don't go that far. I don't go that far. Once it's a tefach wide, it's a tefach wide. That's an amazing shita about the lundus of how Chavod Rami works. You view it as if it's mamish fit in. It has to be exactly the same size. Or not. Even though it doesn't seem like Rav Rishonim agree to that, but that is a fascinating shita that is suggested. The Ika Me Rabbanan, says the Ritva. The man de Kasav, to hu adinim yish begagon shel yonos yoser mitafach, shetzorach shiyah gamkein ba'avir shebein atachtonos, ka'oso shiur. It's got to be the same. Shim yachbitum lomata, yikonsu legamrei ben atachtonos. It's going to fit in exactly. Velo nira. I don't think you have to be though exact. Ela kol sheish bin atachtonos tefach, ava mishish bal yonos yosem itefach. Even if the board is bigger, v'im yardu lamata lo yikvu beneim legamrei, it won't fit exactly in. It'll be a little sticking out on the sides. Kivan desas mi kol ha'avir shebin atachtonos b'hachi sagi. As long as it closes it up, v'amrina chavod rami v'chein das mori rabbeinu nero. That's the shita of my rebbe the Ra'ah. That is a machlokas. So, to say why, meaning what's the rit for shita? If you don't need exact, why do you need at least a tefach? Because you need a pesach. It's got to be halachically a pesach. So some Rashi and Tosfos say you don't even need a pesach there. They say as long as the board is a tefach, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is you're allowed to view the board as if it's lower. That's how they understand the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The Ritva and others and the Ra'ah say no. If you view it as if you're allowed to take a board and put it into a pesach, doesn't have to be the exact size. And then the third sheet is that, no, it's as if it fits into exactly this Pesach. That's the three different days, how exactly to understand the Gemara, beautiful lumdus relating to to that machlokas. And it could be that this machlokas is a machlokas Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. You can look it up in Taf Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Hey, Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch talks about this. Haya hasichoch miduvlal. The hasichoch shem miksasal lamalam miksasal lamata. Kosher. Right? We paskin that it's kosher, like the Mishnah says. Ubilvad, shelo yeh beina oliva. We think, oh yeah, what does Chavod Rami come up in Shulchan Aruch? No, Hilchasukah. Ubilvad, shelo yeh beina oliva yorich shlosh tvachim. So far, so good. As long as the upper and lower levels are within three tvachim. Vim haya barochav zeha ole tefach o yoser. If the rochav of this board is a tefach or more, afal pishu gavoa shlosha tvachim, roin oso, kilu yarad lamata, vinaga besvas zeha yored. Vahusha yehe mechuvan kineget svas ha yored. As long as it's, that's all the Shulchan Aruch says. Meaning it doesn't say anything about the airspace. Ramah. Hainu sheyesh ba'avir shebeinach tachton tefach sheroi lahorida elyon vaz ksheira afilu chamasa meruba rak sheyatzel meruba kishechama be'emsa rekia. Okay, so it could be a machlokas machaben the Ramah whether there's a requirement of the airspace being a tefach or not. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word about it, and the Ramah does. Okay.
Does it make a difference if it's three tefachim wide?
So make according to the Rishonim, let's say it has to be exact. Does it have to fill the whole space? That's what you're asking.
Instead of being a tefach, let's say it's three tefachim.
And the upper one is also three tefachim.
Yeah,
I think it's fine. As long as you could view it. I don't know if there's a limit. Meaning what? You can have your whole.
No, but obviously, once you have three, four tefachim, you have another problem.
I'm saying, but even if you have the airspace, I'm not sure if you have the air. Right, you have four tefachim, you have the board problem of Gzeiras Tikra. Gzeiras Tikra. Right, so up until the Gzeiras Tikra problem, so maybe it would be okay. Up until that size.
If it's three itself.
If it's three itself, it would be okay. That's not called airspace. Okay, as long as it's within three tefachim of the bottom ones, or it's wide enough that it's going to fit in. Weiter. Yotzer Rav Kahana v'kamal hashmaitza. Rav Kahana said over this sugya. Amar le Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. V'kol heichad les pei tefach lo armina chavot rami. Really? If it's not a tefach, you never say chavot? But we have a brisa. V'atanya. Even though the previous tosefta about the Mishnah said that, but look at this. Korah hayotza mikosal zeh. Getting to a third area of halacha. Remember this? Erevin. At the front of your mavui, you have to put a korah or a lechi in order to kasher it. So we're talking about korahs, right? You're putting out a horizontal beam. So, korah hayotza mikosal zeh. Ve'inu nogas mikosal zeh. You put a board out from one side. It does not reach the other side. V'chein shtei koros. Achaz yotza mikosal zeh. V'achaz yotza mikosal zeh. Two boards. Ve'inu nogozu bazu. But it doesn't reach each other. Pachos mishlosha. Inu tzorach lavi korah cheres. As long as it is within three tvachim, either of the end or of each other, it's okay. That's lavud. Shlosha tzorach lavi korah cheres. But if there's a three tvachim airspace, no good. Even though this is a durabanan, right? This is the din. That has to be at least three. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, pachos me arba, ein tzorach lavi korah cheres, arba tzorach lavi korah cheres. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds, lavud is four tvachim. Interesting, there's a machlokes about the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, right? This is one of the rais against the Rambam, who says that there's never a machlokes about halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. In any case, machlokes tanoim. V'chein, continuing the brisa, shtei koros hamat imos. If you put two boards next to each other, hamat imos, lo bazuka de la kabbalah riach, v'lo bazuka de la kabbalah riach, each one of them cannot hold, if you remember, there has to be a certain thickness for the lech, for the korah to be kosher. So if each one of them is not the proper thickness in order to, enough to hold a half a brick, lekabel ariach, v'lo bazuk di lekabel ariach. But together it can. Im makablos ariach l'rach bo tevach, ein zorach l'havi korach eres. If together it can hold it, fine. Vim lav zorach l'havi korach eres. And if not, it's no good. You have to bring another one. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. We didn't get to the question yet. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, and he's being even more makel. Im mekablos ariach laarko shlosha tvachim ein zorach lavi korah acheres v'im lav zorach lavi korah acheres. What does that mean? What if together, if they're right next to each other, they wouldn't be able to support it. But if you spread it out a little bit, I mean, sometimes if you spread out two pieces of wood, it can hold something that's even longer. But it's spread out. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says you can even do that. Could spread it with a little airspace in between in order to hold it. Next, this is the part that's important for us now. Hayu achas l'mala v'achas l'mata. If you have different levels of the korah, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda Omer, Rowan Hall Yona ki'ilu hi l'mata, v'satachtona ki'ilu hi l'mala. Right, you view them as if they're together. Ubilvad shlotei alyona lamala me'esr ma'ama tachtona lamata me'asara. As long as the upper one is within 20 amos of the ground, and the bottom one, lower one, is within above 10 tzfachim of the ground. So that's the only requirement mentioned. Hazev hazev betoch esrim. If they're both within 20 amos and 10 tefachim, amrina chavod rami avagav de less bei tefach. There's no requirement. Clearly here we're talking about less than a tefach. We're talking about skinny koros. And it seems to be that you're allowed to have it very wide. So you see, you apply the principle of chavod rami, even if it's not a tefach wide. So amar lei, this was the question that he asked Ravashi. So asked Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana says, this is what Rava would answer. Amar lei taritz ve'emahachi. Ubilvad, meaning add in a line. Ubilvad shalotei elyona lamala me'esrim, ela betoch esrim, v'atachtona smucha labavachas bishlosha. As long as the upper one is within 20 amos and the bottom one is within 3 tefachim of it, inami, or bevad shlotei tachtona lamata me'asara, ela lamala me'asara, the bottom one is to be above 10, velyona smucha labavachas bishlosha, meaning add in lavud. Add in lavud to this brisa. It's got to be, each one has to be within 20 amos and 10 tefachim of the ground, above 10 tefachim of the ground, and within 20 amos of the ground, and it's got to be within lavud of each other. Aval shlosha, but if it's 3 tefachim away, kivan deles bei tefach lo amrina chavod rami, so we don't say that. There is a problem, not going to get to now, with the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this brisa kipshuto. This brisa that we just quoted, Achaz Amal Vachaz Lamata, about Korah, he doesn't mention this whole kimta about within three tefachim of each other. And the problem is, the Rambam elsewhere quotes Chavot Rami needing a tefach. That's a steal, the Magen Mishnah, Liza Pesarachian, unless you're the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says you have to be mechalek between different halachic areas, even though the Gemara doesn't. That's how the Rambam, sometimes conceptually, would understand, let's say, a rejection of a certain Gemara, to say, oh, we reject the comparison. That's how you're going to have to explain the Rambam, because the Rambam quotes this by Korah, Kipshuta, without the Yukimta, even though elsewhere he quotes the Chavot Rami Tefach. Weiter. V'sheitzelatzam ruba mechamasa k'shera. More shade than sun, kasher. Ha, that's what our Mishnah says. Ha ki hadadi psula. Mashma, if it's equal, pasul. The ha tznan bi'idach perikam. But didn't we learn in the first Mishnah? V'shachabasam ruba meiselasa psula ha ki hadadi kshera. If it's exactly equal, is it kasher or pasul? Stira. Lo kasha kami lamala kami lamata. No, the difference whether it's above or below. At least 4 pshatim in the Rishonim, what this line means. We'll mention 2. What does above and below mean? Rashi says, when you have exactly equal on top, then there's more sun below. It's got to be more schach on top in order to be able to be considered selasam ruba mechamasa. Look at Rashi. Kishayesh ben karna lakana kemale kana, when it's exactly equal, afilu mitzumsam psula. If it's exactly equal on top, milamala means on top, that's psula. Why? Because then it means there's more sun down below. Because the sun shines in. Chamasa avir nireis baritz rechava harbe minatzel. But what's milamata? If it's equal on the floor, so then that means on top there's more schach than sun, and that's kasher. That's Rashi, which the Rav Soloveitchik, we don't have time to go through it now, Rav Soloveitchik goes through, it seems like from Rashi there's 2 dinim. After a couple of Rishonim asking questions on Rashi, there's a din of the chefsa shel schach, and there's a din of the tzel of the schach. There's 2 elements of requirements of schach. What the schach have to be, and what the schach have to cause. What do you care about what's on the floor? We're talking about the chefsa shel schach. So Rashi, it's both. And the Tosfos here quotes Rabbeinu Tam and Kezuza. Rabbeinu Tam says a different shot. No, it means, are you looking at the schach from above, or are you looking at the schach from below? Because when you look at the schach from below, it always looks like you have more. You can't be so exact in how you view it from on top. You can look at it exactly, but from below, not. That's what he says. Lefi avala omin milamata ba'aretz uma'ayin klape mala. If you're looking straight up and it looks exactly the same, psula. Lefi shahav ir shahu rachav airspace, which is as wide, it always looks smaller than it really is. So that's question. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So 2 days in the Gemara. What does it mean? Milamala milamata. Amar of Papa. Hainu da amri inshi kezuza milael ki istra milatachas. Like a zuz above is like an istra below. And Rashi and Tosfos say this means opposites. Smaller means bigger, or bigger means smaller. Right? According to Rashi, istra is bigger. According to Rabbeinu Tam, istra is smaller. Different types of coins. Different types of coins that are mentioned here. Meuba. There's a lot to say here. Let's just read this and then we'll talk about it tomorrow. Mu'ubet bezashem. Mu'ubet kamin bias. If the schach is as thick kamin bias, it is still kshera. You know what? Let me just mention, we'll continue these three lines tomorrow. Let me just mention one shita about this. It says mu'ube kamin bias. If it's as thick kamin bias, it is kshera. If you look in the Hagos Maimonios on the Rambam in the fifth parak, he quotes, what if it's not just mu'ube kamin bias, it's mamish bias? Says, then it will be pasul. He says, mitaktani kamin bias, ramina velo kibayas mamish. Lamanu sheyachol esachacha mu'ube kirtzono, ach shetira es sukkah. It's still got to look like a sukkah. Aval nisarim afilu pachos migimol. If you have boards even less than 3 tvachim wide, dahavilu kikanim ba'alma, acharei shekol abatim sechuchin be'inyin zeh, ve'ina nirei sukkah, psula. Delo havi kamin bayis, ela bayis mamish. What a beautiful diak. That goes on money who says, if your sukkah looks like a house, and everybody's house looks like this, so that's a problem. What does this bring us memories of? Shades of, remember we had the Afchasim Abeis. You have where the Yotzer lives his entire year. That's a psula of bayis. That's where you left your house. That's not a sukkah. That's it. Hagos Lamadios right here in Perek Hay, Halacha on Halacha Chaval for the Rambam. Only Kamin Bias is okay, but Bias Mamish is not okay. But tomorrow we start off with what does it have to rain in, be able to rain in your sukkah, see the stars in your sukkah. That Bez Hashem is coming up in the next couple of lines. Okay, we'll stop here.